on Friday, July the 27th, 1,500 Australians are going to descend on the port of Cove for a day of enjoyment and celebration. And to talk to me about that, I'm delighted to be joined from Cove Tourism by Hendrik Verwoy, live from Cove. Hendrik, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dara.
And listen, delighted to talk to you, my man. And listen, we've actually been blessed this year with the weather. There's nowhere more resplendent than Cove when the weather is like this.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Australians feel right at home when they arrive. And this has been going on since 2009. There's been a cruise ship full of Australians arriving into Cove on an annual basis. And we put on a huge shindig of a day for them, which they enjoy thoroughly. And the people of Cove and Yall and wherever flock to Cove as well, because it's a great day, great atmosphere, and quite unusual to have that many Australians in an Irish town on any one day.
I know a lot of people would say to me, how can you be celebrating Australia Day in July? Well, I know Australia Day is normally celebrated on a different day, but for anybody that has been in Cove since 2009, there is a cruise ship, as you've mentioned. This year is the Sea Princess, and it just doesn't leave Sydney to come to Cove. It goes through over 38 ports, transits through the Suez and Panama canals, making its way here to Cove, which has so much history and connection with Australia that the people actually feel at home.
Absolutely, there is a huge connection. Like, this ship actually left from Sydney on the 5th of June, so it's heading now for halfway through its world voyage, and it's 107 nights. And as you say, like, it has ports, like, it's coming up through the Suez Canal into the Mediterranean, ports like Dubrovnik, Venice, Barcelona, Lisbon. It's going to Southampton, where some of the passengers will leave, but over half of the passengers on board will actually do the full cruise. Others will join in Southampton and then next port is Cove. Which has turned out to be one of the favourite ports of the passengers, and it's already booked in again for next year, 2019. And it's because of the welcome. You know, if the weather is as good as this, the Australians will feel rightly at home. But as you say, these Australian people, and there's quite a lot of Kiwis on board as well, will actually get such a kick out of, you know, coming to Cove and the welcome that's put on for them. And as you say, there is that connection there. You know, it's almost a badge of honour to have a convict history in Australia. Just, you know, so people will be going to the Heritage Centre trying to trace their ancestors, some of them. And if you're not actually of Irish ancestry, well, then you'll certainly pretend you are on that particular day.
And of course, as I've mentioned earlier, if anybody wants to do this round the world voyage, it's only €15,000 all inclusive. But listen, let's get back to Cove, 27th of July. I mean, you have the wonderful promenade, and I know there's going to be stuff going on there. But, you know, give us a flavour of what people can expect, not just the people on the cruise ship, but anybody here in East Cork, West Waterford, want to make a trip to Cove, what's in store for them?
Okay, I suppose, Sarah, the first thing you'll notice when you come to Cove is that it'll be bedecked in bunting, be it Australian or New Zealand bunting. Really festive atmosphere about the place. Markets and stalls in the promenade, selling everything from jewellery to our local farmers market is there on a Friday as well, selling the best of local produce. Obviously, you couldn't have an Australia Day in Cove without a barbecue of some sort. You'll have the burgers and the sausages and the pig roast and all this going on. So you'll have the smells and the flavours and the Australian accents all around the place. And then you'll have non-stop entertainment on the bandstand as well, from singing. We have a magnificent lyrical baritone. I think his name is Darren McGann.
And I never heard of that fella.
He's quite famous. He's been on Britain's Got Talent. So you need to pop down and have a look at him. We have Irish dancing, which really goes down extremely well with our visitors. And we have, you know, the ships that come into Cove get a fantastic send-off from the Cove Crown Fraternity Band every, you know, when they sail around the 6 o'clock mark. And now, unfortunately or fortunately, this ship is staying in Cove until 10 o'clock, and we really feel they should be staying overnight and making a second day of it. There's so much to see and do. But the Cove Crown Fraternity Band will actually do their farewell recital from the bandstand at 6 o'clock. But also at 6 o'clock we have a ceremony called the Blessing of the Bonnet Ceremony. And that's a ceremony in honour of all the convict women and children that were sent to Australia. As you probably know, like, Australia was built on convicts, I suppose. You know, people were sent out and they built a nation, basically. But many of those were women and their children. and there's a memorial called Roses from the Heart, where there has been a bonnet made. A bonnet would have been an item of clothing of the time. You know, every single woman would be wearing a bonnet. So there's a memorial called Roses from the Heart, and there's been a bonnet made for every single convict woman and child that was transported from Ireland and the UK to Australia. And in Cove Heritage Centre, there's the bonnets there from the passengers of the Neva, which was a sailing ship that left Cork and sank off King's Island with the loss of nearly all of the people on board. So it's a poignant enough ceremony, and the passengers love it. Hopefully the captain of the ship will be there as well. And the bonnets that will be blessed will be placed in a boat in honour of all those women. So, you know, that's a kind of, I suppose, the serious business of the day. But other than that, it's non-stop entertainment. And, of course, the pubs put on a great show. Many of the shops put up, you know, shop window displays. And it's not unusual to see a kangaroo popping up in a window or two along Cove for that particular day.
And, I mean, I have to say, in fairness, Hendrik, you know, when the people of Cove do something, they do it right. You can go back to the commemoration of the Lusitania and the flotilla of sail coming in through the mouth of the harbour on the night that the Lusitania, 100 years prior, would have gone down. And the impression it left on the captain and the crew of the Cunard ship that was alongside in Cove was absolutely huge. And again, the same thing happens every year for Australia Day. And the Roses from the Heart, listeners might not realise this, but 25,566 convict women were transported to Australia from Ireland and Britain between 1788 and 1853. And something like this commemorates them, as you've mentioned as well, the sailing ship Neva. 240 people were on board when it left Cork on the 8th of January 1835. On the 13th of May 1835, the ship hit a reef just north of King's Island. 224 of the 240 were lost. So I think it's important, you know, with Cove's rich history and tradition, that those people are remembered and commemorated.
Absolutely. And as you say, you know, Cove has a deep and rich history, and, you know, those elements of history being unveiled as time goes on. There's a memorial in the Bible Garden, which is known locally as the Bible Garden, but it's the Garden of St. Benedict's Priory, a memorial to 20 sailors from Queenstown who were involved in the Battle of Jutland in World War One. And, you know, that's another element. You know, as time goes on, people are unearthing more and more stories, and it's stories that make history, and it's how these stories are told that, you know, engage with people, especially tourists. You know, there's so much history in Cove, but it's how you tell the story of that history that's so important. And, of course, we have magnificent walking trails. We have the Titanic Trail, we have the Cove Rebel Walking Tour, we have magnificent bus tours. With the Titanic experience and the Heritage Centre. But then, of course, the town tells its story as well, you know, because it has literally remained virtually unchanged in the last century, for better or for worse. But, you know, Cove really is, if you look at the Lawrence Collection photographs from over 100 years ago, it's undoubtedly Cove. You know, the cathedral is obviously a dominant feature, but the piers and the slipways and the buildings are still there, and they all tell a story. You know, there's memorials to harbour tragedies, to, you know, people like Jack Doyle. And all these stories make Cove what it is.
And I know, Hendrik, you were involved in the last few years with raising money to have that lovely memorial unveiled to Sonia O'Sullivan. And just last week, her own daughter won a silver medal in the 800 metres at the European Championships. But, Hendrik, if I can take you back maybe 11 years ago to 2007, and a conference that took place in the Commodore Hotel, you were one of the main organisers of the event, which was aimed at securing Spike Island as a tourist destination. And this very day, a highly significant day in Irish history, took place with an event on Spike and also in Cove to mark the 80th anniversary of the handing over of Spike to the Irish state.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, that campaign, you know, as people might remember, Minister MacDougall was the Minister for Justice at the time in 2006. And he announced that he was going to build a super prison on Spike Island. He was also going to build a bridge onto Spike Island. And he was going to basically desecrate a national monument and the graves of many hundreds of convicts that were buried over there. And Spike has a huge, deep history, but, in, you know, mostly involving prisoners. But that campaign, you know, there was a campaign set up, it was called at one stage the Save Spike Island campaign, and it was, you know, save everything, but this one actually worked, you know. It was probably the most significant, the most, probably one of the shortest, but one of the most successful campaigns ever reached by the people of Cove and indeed Cork Harbour. And within a very short time, the Department of Justice had scrapped their plans to build a prison, and they had handed over ownership of Spike Island to Cork County Council, who indeed had seen the tourism potential of Spike. And of course, we all know that Spike was voted Europe's top tourist destination last year. And, you know, the visitor numbers to Spike Island are growing, and the reaction of the people who go out there, look, they get 3 hours on the island, and it's simply not enough, and they want to go back again. And of course, in weather like this, why wouldn't you want to go back again? But the depth of history there, you know, the boat trip from Cove is fantastic. Well, as you say, today is a significant date. It's the date when the port, the entire Cork Harbour, was handed back from British control to Irish control. And, you know, that's very significant because it was 1938, 1 year before World War II started. And, you know, if Cork Harbour and the defences on Cork Harbour, which includes Fort Camden as well, if they were still in the control of the British Army or the British Navy during World War I, I think we would have seen a very, very different picture for Ireland. It would have been a hell of a lot more than an emergency. It would have probably been an all-out, you know, attack, and I suppose defend yourself as you could. But that was a very significant day. Eamon de Valera arrived onto Spike Island at 8 o'clock to raise the tricolour with very, very little ceremony on the island itself. But of course, the people of Cove were out at Cove, and indeed the whole harbour were out in force with bonfires lit and flags waving and a complete air of celebration. You know, that the defences of Cork Harbour, soon to be followed by the defences of Castletown Bear or Bear Island, and after that Lough Swilly, were handed back to the control of the Irish people. So I suppose we can only surmise what might have happened if that, you know, if that event didn't happen. But it did, and it's remembered every year in Cove, and it's remembered on Spike Island on significant years like the 75th or the 80th anniversary, and this is, of course, the 80th anniversary.
And there was an event took place in Cove today as well, Hendrik. I know there was a big event taking place on Spike. A lot of members of the ONE, the Organisation of Ex-Servicemen and Women, were there. But what took place in Cove?
Well, we raised the flag, the Irish tricolour, in the promenade, ceremonially raised the flag. And just to remember the significance of this date, the flag flies proudly in the promenade every single day of the year, along with the flags of very many nations along the waterfront, but the highest flag of all is the Irish tricolour. So, you know, we've remembered that since 2007, and today, this year was no different. Normally we'd hold the ceremony at 8 o'clock, sticking with the historically correct time. But today we wanted to coincide with the ceremony on Spike Island, which was, as you say, a significant event. But once again, you know, with the ONE involved, they do a magnificent job anytime we have a commemoration of any type in Cove, and, you know, hats off to them, especially on a day like today when the sun is beating down on top of them.
So, look, everything is really taking off. You know, Cove is the jewel of Ireland's crown. I've always said this. And, you know, I would encourage people to come along to Cove at any time of the year. But if you want to have a special day, the 27th of July, Friday the 27th, as Hendrik has been saying, it's Australia Day, Irish style. You'll meet so many people from different parts of the world. Australia, New Zealand, you'll meet people from Cork, you'll meet people from East Cork, you know. But it'll just be a glorious day. And any day that, the sun is out and there's a cruise ship in, I also want to remind listeners that we also have Cork Harbour Tours. If you want to get out on the water and check it out for yourselves, you can do that. But of course, the most important thing, Hendrik, is if people want to check out what's going on, the all-important website is visitcove.com.
Absolutely, and there's pages and pages and pages of what there is to see and do in Cove. You probably won't fit it all in one day, so you'll have to come back again. But, you know, the people from Yall and East Cork, there's always something happening in Cove. Every single Sunday, there's music on the bandstand in the promenade. There's almost 80 or 90 cruise ships coming in as well. You know, so they create their own little bit of a buzz. And, you know, if the ship is a big ship, it changes the landscape of the town. They become a dominant feature for a few hours. But they also create a huge buzz and, a real sense of activity around the place. So there's no better place to be, Cove by the sea.
Cove by the Sea, you've put it beautifully. And Hendrik, I'll just remind listeners that people that don't know who Hendrik is, Hendrik was involved in Junior Chamber for many, many years, always a great giver to the organisation, but then saw the bigger picture, wanted to get involved in the community, and he's been involved in Cove tourism, the tidy towns, Visit Cove, Cove at Christmas, everything that is going on in Cove, Hendrik is always there with a great team, I have to say, a fantastic team, particularly with the tidy towns. They're out there every morning looking after, keeping the town clean and tidy. So Hendrik, you know, on behalf and on behalf of everybody else, congratulations for all the service you're doing for Cove, keeping Cove on the map, and you know, Cove is the jewel of Ireland's crown.
Yes, thank you very much, Dara. Very kind words and much appreciated. So we look forward to hearing you sing on the 27th on the bandstand.
You're very kind, and just be there because I'll try and embarrass you again that day.
No bother, Dara. Thank you.
Hendrik, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon, my man. Take care. And there we had Hendrik Verwey of Cove Tourism.